Mayor tonight with Kirstie Krauss. What have you been up to?
Hey, what's going on, Rich? You're awesome, for one. Thank you for hanging in there with me, and I'm so glad we can do this. You know, life has been very crazy. If I told you I was not tired, that would be a bold-faced lie. It would be a lie. I went straight from a Florida festival to a UK festival, my first time in London, to CRS, which is Country Radio Seminar in Nashville, and I interviewed a bunch of artists, over 50-some interviews in 2.5 days, and then showcased as an artist at CRS. Then I got home, and, you know, I've been able to, feeling very blessed. I just opened a brand new guitar yesterday from a fan that was gifted to me. So now I got this new baby, and I just finished up live shows Sunday. I finished up my live shows on Sunday. I'm going to take a little break from live shows because we have a baby due in the family. My sister is very pregnant, and she is about to welcome a baby girl into the family. So I thought it would be a good idea to take a break from live shows, just schedule interviews and writes and focus on that for the next couple weeks while we welcome the baby. But yeah.
Okay. What was your first concert you ever went to, and who did you see?
Ooh, that's a good question. Technically, my first concert was actually the Charlie Daniels Band. My mom told me I was eight. She was 8 months pregnant with me, and she went to the Charlie Daniels Band concert. So technically, that's my first concert. But, like, as a tiny human, my first real artist that I went to was Shania Twain.
Okay. Do you create for yourself or for your fans?
Ooh, I love that. I do both. I do both. There is definitely times in the writing room when I am thinking about the fans and I'm wanting to write something that is big and epic and feel good and stuff that they can sing along to. I totally write for that and keep them in mind all the time. And then there's times I'm like, I'm just going to write a sad song in my journal right now just for me. And nobody's ever going to see this song, but... So I do both, and then I also create for other artists. So thinking about their fans, thinking about what they want to say, and kind of just providing my writing services for them.
Okay. What skills is most useful in the music business?
Okay. There's so many, because you have to wear so many hats. Which is why I think I have a hat wall. No, I'm just kidding. I just love hats. But we have to do a lot of different jobs. I really think being able to keep yourself on track and manage your time is very important. And because we have to do the admin stuff and the social media and the graphic stuff and kind of a little bit of everything. But I think if you have a good admin person on your team, or if you can do the admin stuff or you can book your own shows and rely on yourself for that, that's very helpful.
Okay. We're going to play your new single, Am I Going to Love?
Yes, Who Am I Going to Love?
Right before your eyes, the one who's gonna feel all those lonely nights. Are you looking just like me, or are you blinded by your big dreams? Are you a rock star in the shower, or an angel when you sleep? Tonight, the sunrise or the night, do you curse and do you breath when things are going right? It's always been playing on my mind. Who am I gonna love? Who's gonna be enough? Not just somebody, but my someone. Who's gonna be the friend?
writer on that song?
Yes. So I was thankful enough to record that song. My best friend, Crystal King, and then Thomas Kavanaugh got together and they wrote that song, sent it to me. I loved it from the get-go. Kind of heard the production in my head, and I was like, you guys, this is it. Like, we, Thomas, let's do this song. And I loved it. And listening to it now, like, just now, I'm already thinking about all these images that we could be doing in our video. We're going to do a music video coming up for it. So, super excited. We also, I was going to make sure to mention, when we were in London performing at C2C, which is their country-to-country music festival at the O2 Arena. It's their big country festival over there. We changed the lyrics. Instead of saying, do you like the quiet or the Broadway lights? We sang, do you like the quiet or the London lights? Because we were in London. So it was kind of fun to like change the lyrics on the fly. But yeah, what a beautiful song. I'm very proud of my friends for writing that, and I'm just proud to be on it.
And what's next for you?
Next, I am planning some full band shows right now, which I'm super excited. We're talking to some Midwest festivals, going up to Midwest for their summertime festival season. And that's really what I'm gearing up towards. I also have not officially announced yet, but I'm about to host a party here in Nashville. And it is going to be called Songs Out of Nash, presented by Kirsty Krause. And it's going to be a night filled with music with my friends and co-writers, songs that I've written in this town with other people. It's going to be a four-hour show of songs I wrote with all my friends. So I'm really excited. That is on Friday, April 21st at 7 p.m. at the Vinyl Lounge. Anybody who's listening, you are invited to come to Nashville for the special night.
Oh, what's your opinion about covers?
Oh, I think covers are great. I think choosing the right covers that fit your style as an artist and then making it and then taking it to another level and making it your own is a really cool thing that artists can do to showcase still themselves as an artist, but also showcasing who influenced them. I think it's great. And, you know, speaking of that, right before I got on with you, I was helping my friend Crystal King do her set list for a festival coming up. I was just re-looking at it, organizing it, and picking the covers, you know, helping her pick the covers that she should do. And I think covers are awesome to mix into a set when you can do originals, mostly, but yes.
Okay. And where can people go and see your music videos and events?
Oh my gosh, my music videos, everything. You can start at my website at kirstykrause.com. That's Kirsty like Kirsty Alley, and Krause like Allison Krause, minus an S. So kirstykrause.com, and then I have some beautiful music videos that I'm very proud of, and you can check those out on YouTube under Kirsty Krause.
Okay, and what do you like to do outside of music?
Ooh, I love this. I like to watch movies. I'm watching, what is it called, Molly's Game right now on Netflix. That's like the movie I'm in the middle of watching. Sometimes I just like to wind down, and that helps my brain to shut off. And then I also love walking and hiking, and just being outside really helps. Yoga, sitting in the sun, journaling. Yeah.
Well, thanks for being on the show today. Oh
my gosh, it is my pleasure. Rich, you have been so supportive, and I'm again so glad we can do this tonight and celebrate the single that is out. It's a labor of love and a lot of work, and I just appreciate you returning the love back and the support, and I would be dumb if I didn't bring this up, but you have an amazing wall behind you, and that is just a testament to how much you support artists and their hard work that they put into their music.